Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. I'm your host, Katie, and I hope that you enjoy the show today. I always include lots of links in the details of each podcast episode. They are links to the articles that I talk about, as well as to my books and my Patreon. If you'd like to become a patron for just $3 a month, you can get 2 bonus exclusive episodes each month. Thanks for considering. This is episode number 61, 5-Minute Decluttering Jobs. Hey there, minimalists. I hope that you are having a fantastic week. I am having a pretty good week so far. Very productive. It is always so hard for me to get back into the groove of like all the homeschool stuff and everything after we've had a break. It's really nice to get back. I like a schedule, but at the same time, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to get everyone going and doing their stuff, but we're getting there and it's good. For my personal update, I wanted to let you know that I posted a video on my YouTube channel, How to Be a Minimalist. It is going to be linked in case you are looking for it. And while you're there, if you want to support this show in another way and just my creative work in general, don't forget to subscribe. It really helps and I definitely appreciate it. This is the first YouTube video of 2021 and I felt it was appropriate to start off the year with showing you how I use a bullet journal. So it is called Minimalist Bullet Journal Setup 2021. I talk about bullet journals in general for a little bit of the video, but mostly I just show you my 3 essential spreads that I find just invaluable as I set up my bullet journal. They have definitely helped me to accomplish my goals and to stay on track, to see my progress, and all of the wonderful goal-keeping things that I get out of bullet journaling. Of course, you can use a bullet journal any way you want, but if you want to see how I use mine in order to accomplish goals, that's what it looks like. I've had several people ask me what my bullet journal looks like, so I wanted to go ahead and show y'all, and I hope that it is helpful. As far as my 2021 goals are going strong. It's the first week of January. It started out okay, so I'm hoping it continues. Of course, a lot of people, you know, are all pumped up about their goals in January, so they go pretty well for a couple weeks. But I'm feeling like I've got a really good schedule, so I'm hoping that nothing disturbs that and that it continues on, or that I'm able to kind of go with the flow when something happens, because something always happens, right? Right. As far as my goals, though, I have been walking and eating my fine-tuned minimalist diet of a plant-based diet. So I have to say the walking feels excellent. I am walking faster. I can see more shape and tone in my body, which makes me feel very happy. I've kind of wondered where that has gone since I was a teenager when I used to work out like 5 times a week and danced 4 to 6 times a week, too. I wish I could go back and talk, just have a chat with myself. Wouldn't that be so nice? Anyway, it feels really good to have a basic menu, though. I pretty much spend 0 brain power on breakfast and lunch. Like, I just don't even think about it. I know I'm going to have a smoothie, and I know I'm having my salad and potato fries for lunch. It has been really good to apply minimalism to my menu planning. It's been awesome. For dinner, I do have different meals, but I have created that at the beginning of the week, that menu plan. It's just been going very, very well. It's very simple. I really don't have to think about it, which is really good because a lot of times when I'm in a weight loss mode and I'm really trying to push for weight loss, I think about food all day long because I want to know that the next meal I'm going to eat is going to be really good. If I have to have, like, you know, quote unquote diet food, I want it to be good. This time, my mindset is so different. I'm just like, I'm just going to eat this way. There's no big deal. I'm going to eat this way until it is done. This is what I'm telling myself. And it's working so far. So far, I have experienced some weight loss, which is good. And I feel excellent, which makes me really happy. Again, I think that the walking in combination of eating so clean is just really helping my body to get where I want it to go. Let's see, the last goal that I wanted to talk about that I worked on this week was that I broke open my middle grade fantasy manuscript that I've been working on for years, and I'm actually pretty happy with it. I really worked on that first section a lot when I was working on it before, and it's nice to see that, you know, I had some things to fix that I was able to easily see and edit as a person that is basically editing someone else's work because I've been sitting away from it for so long, but yes, it's pretty good and I'm happy with it. I think my kids in particular will enjoy it once it's done. For my something interesting today, I have nourishingminimalism.com's How to Declutter and Organize Your Home. I really liked this article. It was really nicely laid out, in my opinion, and just had some extra useful tips on a topic that I think is pretty widely covered. So I thought that was really nice. I really like that the word declutter is defined better, because when I started first to keep a house, I thought of decluttering and I would think of, kind of taking some things away, maybe packing them up and pulling them out some other time, maybe getting rid of excess decorations. I never considered the word declutter as being a word that meant getting rid of something permanently. I personally find that this is a pet peeve of mine. I don't know who came up with the word declutter, but I wish that a different one would have stuck in the minimalist community, because declutter doesn't mean to me getting rid of stuff, and it should. So I like to use the word ditching, but declutter, it works. It works. We all know what it means, but I like that she actually talks about it. I also appreciated that she talks about decluttering and then organizing. A lot of times we forget that organizing step, and even though we have fewer things, we don't really feel like we have a tidy home and it doesn't really feel nice. So making sure that we organize the things that we do want is an essential step. I'll definitely link that article in the details of this podcast episode so you can check it out if you'd like to. Getting into the main portion of the show here, I know that decluttering can really be a challenge, especially when we look at the whole picture. It's really hard to define what we want to accomplish, especially if we don't kind of move in a fluid way from one piece of furniture in one room to the next room with each individual piece of furniture that needs to be decluttered and ditched and whatever, all that stuff. See, I just used declutter. Anyway, so it's really hard to kind of get through your whole house and decide what has earned a space in your home and what does not deserve a space at all in your home. It can be very overwhelming. I did want to make this list today, though, because I feel like these are a few quick jobs that can make us feel really good about a space, but they're also a good jump start to getting minimalism going in your home. If you are new to minimalism, if one of your goals for the year is to downsize your stuff or to make sure that your house feels nice and clean and organized and clutter-free, I feel like these few jobs can really get you started, and they're pretty easy to do as well. They're also a good way to maintain what you've already gone through and what is already done. A lot of times I know I think, well, I cleaned my whole house. I got rid of all the stuff I didn't want anymore. Why do I now have things in here that I don't want? The fact is, things break, they become worn out, or they become not useful to us at all. Or we find that we actually have new items that we could use and we need to make space for those things. So making sure that we continually maintain our hard work is important. I feel like these jobs could definitely be done in about 5 minutes, but it also depends on where you are and whether you have already gone through and ditched the things that you don't want anymore. So if you are just starting out, just set the timer for 5 minutes and you can finish the job tomorrow or maybe a couple of hours later or whatever you need to do on the weekend. So just spend 5 minutes. It's amazing how if you spend 5 minutes consistently on something, it will begin to improve. It's amazing what 5 minutes can do. My first 5 minute decluttering job would be to declutter your purse, backpack, your work bag, or your wallet, whatever it is that you put most of your little things in that you carry around with you. So go through the receipts and wrappers. I know there are a lot of things like that that are just, you can just toss them. Maybe you don't need them anymore. Maybe you already budgeted them and you just don't need the receipts anymore. However, they always end up in my purse forever for some reason. I have a couple of receipts that I found in my wallet. I was like, why are these in here? One of them was for a chapstick, I think. So weird. So go through those receipts. If you had any wrappers that you just tucked into your bag needing to toss it and couldn't find a trash can, throw that stuff away. You might find an old snack that is no longer very savory in there if you've got anything like that. I know I will tuck a granola bar in my purse sometimes just in case my kids are hungry or something like that. About a week after it's in there, if they haven't eaten it within the first couple days, it's pretty crumbly and gross, and you'd pretty much just really be in dire straits to want to eat that thing. So And smashed up granola bar is not that appealing. Anyway, if you have anything like that, especially when you're getting to the 6 month mark, if it's just really not good anymore, go ahead and toss it or compost it, whatever you do with your stuff. You also might have used chapstick or a lotion you put in your purse or your bag that you don't actually want in there anymore. So just clear out all that stuff. And also make sure that when you put it back, you do so with a minimalist mindset. So if the snacks are not working for you, which I learned quickly that they were not working for me since they always got mushed up, I just quit putting them in there. It was pointless and nobody would ever eat them and they ended up just being wasteful and I hate wasting food. So I quit putting a snack in my purse. I also realized that there was only one type of chapstick that I would ever use when I was out because everything else just seems to dry out my lips. And I had like four in my bag at one point. I started only putting that one type of chapstick in there and just one of them. I also can't keep lotion in my purse. It just never seems to work. I never have the right size. And I also have a very small purse. So I didn't want it in there anyway. So I got rid of that. And I definitely have too many receipts in my bag a lot of the time. However, I just recently relinquished the job of receipt keeper in our family over to my husband. And so I think I'm going to have a lot less receipts in my purse. I'm pretty excited about that. I get to hand them over to him when I get home. Making sure we have that mindset though of what do we actually want in our purse or our wallet or our work bag, it just makes it a nicer place to be. And when you go and look into it, it's kind of pleasant. It's not like this overwhelming thing or like you don't want anyone to look in your purse because it's so messy or whatever. It's just a little bit nicer and you feel a little bit more organized. Another quick job that I have for you is to go through your old lotions, shampoo, you know, all those bath and body type things. I don't really suggest including makeup in here unless you can go through it quickly. I know a lot of people have kind of an expansive amount of makeup and that sort of thing, and going through that in here will probably make it a longer job. So you could turn that into its own job. Ooh, there's a bonus job for you if you use makeup. I have noticed that our bath and body situation has gotten a lot more complicated. I used to have all of my family. It's my husband and I and two kids. We all used the same lotion, the same shampoo and conditioner. Everything was the same for the most part. When I was caregiving for a while, I had different things that I would purchase because I was caregiving and I could use something different from what everyone else liked to use when we were at home. We just started getting more stuff. I became aware of this situation when I realized that we have three lotion bottles on our counter consistently for the last few weeks. And I do not like that. I do not like anything on the countertops in the bathroom because I am a lot less likely to clean it. It is way easier to clean the countertops in the bathroom and the whole bathroom in general if your countertops are empty. So this is how I usually like it. And when I realized like these bottles have been here, nobody's putting these away. Nobody's putting them back in their bath caddies or anything like that. I just realized like, okay, we have a problem. It made me aware. And so I started looking around in the bathroom, like what else have I become blind to amongst all the holiday celebrations and everything? And I saw a couple of bottles that have, you know, maybe 3 or 4 tablespoons of shampoo or conditioner in them still. I'm going to take those lotions and put them in their appropriate places. And one of them or two of them doesn't even need to be used yet. It can be used at a later date. So I'm going to put that away where kind of I keep extra toiletries. I have just a few on hand so that we aren't ever without. I'm also going to take those almost empty bottles of shampoo and conditioner and I'm going to go ahead and pour them into the bottles that are almost full. Or I'll just have people use them. I don't really know what I'm going to do with that, but pretty much I'm just going to go through and quickly get rid of some things. There are actually bottles in there that are just like totally empty. So I don't know who's not getting rid of them when they're done with them, but somebody's not, and it's probably my kids. So I need to go through and just take care of those things. If I just take a few minutes to go and do that, I should be able to do that very quickly, and our whole showering and body care situation will be much better. This brings me to the next 5-minute job that you can do, which actually inspired this whole podcast episode. I was looking around in my refrigerator for a space on my shelf. We full-time RV and the refrigerator is quite small. So I was looking for a place to put a new condiment that I had purchased and I couldn't find a space. So I started looking around like, wait, why do I have all of this stuff in here anyway? So I went through and I found this chili sauce that is super spicy that my husband and I do not like, and our kids definitely do not like it. And when I looked at it, also, it was expired. So I got rid of that. And then I found like five other things that were similar to that. They just were not to our taste and were never going to be eaten. And a couple of them had been sitting there so long they had expired. Once I went through the expired stuff, I also checked out the mostly used stuff and a few things I used actually that day to make my dinner. And then I was able to get rid of the containers and it worked out really nicely. Also, it just feels nicer when I look in the refrigerator now. As a bonus, I was able to update my shopping list so that the next time I go grocery shopping, I know I need to get ketchup, which was very helpful. So going through those condiments, like there are a lot of things that we use and we use them regularly, but there are various things that like I want to like it, but if I don't ever use it, I just don't want it in there. So that was a good quick decluttering job. The last job that I wanted to talk about is the nightstand. So mine can get cluttered very, very quickly. It's sort of my desk and my nightstand and the place where everyone kind of like has their stuff end up. If it's like a waiting place sort of thing where they need, you know, mom to take care of it, that's where it goes. I know that partly this issue is from not having like a real desk. When we lived in a sticks and bricks home, I always had some kind of a desk where I could keep my paperwork that I needed to deal with and various things that I needed to take care of for our home, because I generally speaking do a lot of that kind of stuff. During Christmas season, the side of my bed became kind of the wrapping station. So I had a couple rolls of not toilet paper. Sorry, that was funny. I think I'll leave that in there. So I ended up having a couple of rolls of wrapping paper on my side of the bed for a while. It just kind of was the wrapping station. And anytime someone had a gift, they, you know, came into the bedroom, wrapped up their stuff and, you know, whatever. It just stayed there for a little while because there's literally nowhere else to put wrapping paper in our RV anyway, maybe someone else's. It's one of those things that we just don't keep around year round. It was just for Christmas. So it just became this place. And I find that happens to my side of the bed often. Obviously, it's partly due to living in an RV, and that's just one of the things that comes along with it. Also, though, I could put more effort into figuring out solutions to some of these problems. Not the wrapping paper, because those rolls are just giant. But, you know, most of the time, there are things that I could do a little bit better in order to have a better maintained nightstand. I have been working on my side of the bed for a little while. The wrapping station has disappeared, so that's good. But I'm going to spend 5 minutes on my nightstand and I'm going to get it really nice again. And I'm going to try to figure out a way, or actually a space really, for things to be that just need a couple of days before they can be taken care of. They just need a little home. That's a temporary home before they go to their permanent home. And I don't really have a space like that, again, because we live in an RV, but also I try to take care of things right away. So whenever something comes up that needs a little bit of time or effort and I can't get to it that day, I'm always kind of surprised, like, wait, what am I going to do with this until then? And, you know, that's what ends up on my nightstand. You can be a minimalist and be messy. There are times in our life when it's difficult to be organized. I have put a lot of effort into being organized in the RV because if you get one thing out, the RV feels messy. But there are some areas that have been a little bit of a challenge. And so I try to be a little bit gracious with myself about that. Still, I would like to be nice and organized and I want my home to feel good. And I want it to be nice when I go to bed at night and I look over at my nightstand. I actually feel like putting a little plant on my nightstand, because if I had a plant there, then it would be something that would remind me, do not put junk here. So I think I'm actually going to do that, even though I normally like very minimal amounts of things on surfaces or nothing on them at all. Enough about my nightstand though, what about yours? What can you do to make it a little bit tidier? And I think that when we really ask ourselves, what do you want out of your nightstand? Or, you know, if you have a coffee table or something, if you don't have a nightstand, you know, those little places that are supposed to be nice and neat, what can you do to make it a little bit more minimalistic? I think that's what I need to do with my nightstand, is actually go over with a minimalist mindset and decide what I want to be on my nightstand and where can I have those things that just need that little home for a couple days before they're taken care of. And then I think my nightstand will stay nice and neat. Today's minimalist challenge would be to pick one of these jobs and go for it. I choose nightstand. That's what I'm going to pick. Which one are you going to pick? And if all of these are really clean, you know, come up with your own quick job that will make your house feel the way you want it, in the cozy way that you'd like it. If you are new around here, thank you so much for joining me. I definitely appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you for being here. Those of you that have been around a long time, thanks so much for sticking around. It's pretty amazing. I've seen a lot of growth in the podcast in the last couple of weeks, and I'm wondering if it got shared somewhere. What happened? But maybe it's just the new year and everyone's like, oh no, there's just this massive amount of influx from Christmas and I need help getting rid of some of this stuff. I don't know. Either way, I'm glad you're here. I hope you stick around and I hope that you can find some of these tips relatable and topics that are helpful to you in helping you to have the home that you'd like. That's all I have for now. I hope you have a great week, and remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff.